Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudle. We've got Michael Bannerman on the line with Upside of Maybe. Good morning, Michael.
Hey, how's it going?
Doing great, Michael. Congratulations are in order. Big awards for Upside of Maybe. Now, tell us. Well, of course, we'll chat about the awards, but tell us about what this award ceremony, if you will, is all about.
Well, to be honest, I didn't know a whole lot about it. Someone had asked if it would be okay to send our material in, and I said, sure, go ahead. It sounds good. And I found out kind of later, there was over about 3,400 entries, 38 different countries, and I'm trying to think of all that there's about 200 and some odd different categories that you can enter your material into, and then there's a jury that listens to it all, and then they select the winners out of that. So it's an international award. It's done over by, in Holland. It actually started with a couple there that are country singers, and they kind of developed it, and it's just kind of growing over time. And yeah, we were surprised to win to win anything, and let alone four of them.
Wow! So congratulations. So this is known as the European Red Carpet Award Show. As you mentioned, it's out of the Netherlands, but well over 3,334 nominations, 38 countries, 255 categories, and Upside of Maybe picked up four awards. That's incredible.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. Yeah, and it's funny, we had joked about originally going over for the ceremony. And just more and more as we heard, we're like, you would go all the way over there and just sit and have to put a smile on our face when we lose. So it was really cool. It does mean a lot. And anytime you can win an award that's juried like that and kind of be recognized by your peers, it's always an honor.
So. Well, let's go down the list here. Folk Song of the Year.
Yeah, so that was for The Shade. It was an older song that we had done, and it was in the group category, and yeah, kind of cool to get that one for sure. Yep.
And Video of the Year. This is a big one. Video of the Year. Congratulations.
Yeah, and that's, I think if we thought we had a chance on anything, that was the one that we were thinking might have a chance. We're really proud of our Rainmaker video, and that was done with a lot of folks were part of that one. It's done with the group Okama, and Reynolds, he also helped out a lot with that. It's just a really great project. A lot of Stratford actors and people involved with it as well. So.
Yeah, that's right. And then also picking up the award for Native American Style Collaboration Award there.
Yeah, that's a collaborative one with Okama, and that was nice to be recognized. They put a lot of work into adding their full flavor to that song as well, and so it's nice to be recognized. That one, I really think of that one as being their award.
Yeah, but it's interesting with the song Rainmaker. I mean, a great song, a great video, but that's really taking you to unexpected places, if you will. That song, has really resonated, and it's really kind of taken off, if you will.
It really has. It was one that we kind of put together talking about residential schools and the way they've impacted a lot of individuals and families and communities. And we kind of did that before they started, finding some of the bodies and talking about some of those things that were going on at the school. So it was kind of before it became an issue many people were talking about. So we like to, from our perspective, we like to think, man, we got to kind of play a role in getting people talking about it and raising awareness for it. It was before we had the orange shirt days and those sort of things. So, it's neat to see kind of where that has gone and where it's been used. It's been used in schools and different community presentations and some university presentations. And yeah, it's just been really neat to see where that's gone and the conversations have started.
Yeah, and being spotlighted on something like a European Red Carpet Awards show. So there you go. And one more, you're just taking home the hardware here. Best of Blues.
Yeah, so this one of all of them was probably the biggest surprise to us. It's a mixture between a vocalist and a songwriting award, which was I often see myself as the weakest link in the band as far as the vocals, but it was really an honor to get that one and a bit of a surprise. It was a lot of fun. I can think of a lot of great blues singers who would be very deserving of that, but Yeah, it was a fun one to get still.
But again, congratulations, picking up four awards for the European Red Carpet Awards show for Upside of Maybe. And again, when you're talking about, you know, 38 countries, 255 categories, you must feel fantastic about this.
It was, and I think we had the most awards of any artist that was part of that. So that it was really cool. It's very humbling to be recognized by peers in that way, it's just really cool.
Well, fantastic. So congratulations, Michael, and of course to you and the band with Upside of Maybe, representing Stratford End area well with this red carpet award show, the European Red Carpet Award show. Well deserved. So do you have any shows coming up? I know the Bannerman Brothers just recently performed.
Yes, yeah. So we just played up in Listowel. Actually, we had two shows up in Listowel, one with the full band. And we played for the Women of Distinction banquet. There's about 190 women out from around Perth County, and they kind of gave out awards for different categories there as well for Women of Distinction. And then just on the weekend, my brother and I went up and played for a Lions Club kind of fundraiser thing at the arena there, which was a lot of fun. And then I think, yeah, our next big one, we're playing to Stratford with Love, actually, which will be December 14th.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's always just a lot of fun for us. Just we let our hair down and just do a lot of Christmas songs and, yeah, have a really great time with that.
Yeah.
And we're really still in the studio working hard every week. We do about two nights a week trying to just finish up this album that we're working on, and we hope to have that out in January. So.
All right. Well, we'll have to chat closer to that, too. But, gosh, in the meantime, congratulations, picking up four awards for the European Red Carpet Awards show, Upside of Maybe, Michael Bannerman. Again, well-deserved. Thank you so much. And, representing Stratford to the world, something like that. It feels good.
It really does. Yeah, well, it was pretty exciting. So.
Fantastic. Bye. Thanks, Michael.
Yeah, have a great morning.
On the